real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming live to you from Honolulu, Hawaii. And gas prices are going up and up and up, more so on the outer islands. And for those of you on the outer islands that don't have access to ethanol, I recommend using the mothballs. The mothballs do save gas, folks. It does work. Try it. It's 5 per gallon. So if you have 10 gallons of gas, you put 50. Okay? And you have to use the old-fashioned mothballs, the one that has naphthalene. It will save gas. But if it's too humbug, then I guess you're going to have to live with the gas price. Using the higher octane, the Shell Premium, will give you better gas mileage. And if you notice, the Shell gasoline, only the premium has V, the V power additive. And that's what gives you the gas mileage. So the difference in the gas price between the cheapy 87 and the so-called 92 is 20 cents. 20 cents, folks, the difference between the cheapy and the good stuff. Now, the difference in the gas mileage is far greater than 20 cents. So, go figure it out. But if you rather use the cheapy one and save just 20 cents, which, by the way, you're not going to be saving, you're going to be using more. Because the higher the octane, the better the gas mileage. Okay? So, you go check it out. And put in the mothballs with the premium, Shell Premium, will give you fantastic gas mileage. But of course, if you're on Oahu or Kauai, you can get ethanol. On Kauai, you can get it from Harvey Maera. And I recommend using either 1 or 2 gallons to a full tank of Shell Premium. And you go see what kind of mileage you get. And Harvey's number on Kauai is 651-2813. That's 651-2813. Give him a call and check out the ethanol, how good it is. Okay? There's a lot of bad propaganda going out about ethanol. It's because the oil companies don't want you to save gasoline. That's what it's all about. Okay? So, and the gas prices is going to go higher and higher. They're not going to come down. So let's face it. What choice you have? They're the only fuel company in town. The oil company. Okay? So, if you have a question or comment or whatever, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? So, anyway. a lot of the gas price is for road tax. And all that money for road tax, I don't think is fixing our roads. A lot of people are coming in with tire separation from hitting potholes. The potholes create an injury on the tire, and you end up buying a new tire. So it's costing the people a lot of money on these potholes. And why don't they fix it? Because they want to do the rail. I don't know. Something's wrong here. Okay? Anyway, the electronic rustproofing device is what we recommend on all new cars, because we're finding the new cars are not painted on the bottom side and they start to rust real quickly. So, especially in Hawaii, I recommend using the electronic rustproofing device. You can give Todd a call at 847-5554. Or you can call Harvey Maeda on Kauai at 651-2813. And this really works, folks. Really does. Okay? Okay, so anyway. If you want to go out for a nice dinner, I recommend going to the Chart House. Really nice there. The food is excellent. Price, very reasonable. But go check it out. The Chart House, right next to the Ilikai. Very, very beautiful setting and good food. Crestec Cleaning Center has all the good stuff that we recommend, like the Degreaser 2000, the Royal Purple Motor Oil, the AMSOIL Motor Oil, and the AT205. I have to say AT205 because somebody went out looking for Able Tom 205, called me up, and he said he couldn't find Able Tom 205. So, it's not Able Tom 205, folks. It's A, the letter A, and the letter T, 205. It's a rubber rejuvenator. It helps if you put it into the engine oil or transmission oil. It helps stop the leaks, if you have any leaks. Okay, so that really works. It's excellent. You got to drive it for a few hundred miles, so then it'll seal the leak. Okay? The tire style that you have, the car tires, also contribute to either bad gas mileage or good gas mileage. Okay? We're finding that half a tank of gas is your full tank, gives you better gas mileage. So instead of carrying the extra weight, just fill half a tank. Like, for instance, when you're down empty and you put in 10 gallons and that brings you up to half a tank, then fine. Go with that. You have a little bit better gas mileage by doing that because of the less weight. If you want a substantial gain in gas mileage, I recommend going to the K&N cold air kit. It's a cold air filter for the engine, and it gives it way, way better gas mileage. Okay? That's the letter K and the letter N. Cold air kit. I know somebody's going to call and say, what is that? Anyway. And the other thing is, if you're going to do a tune-up, do it right. Use the MSD. MSD coils on your car and the wires. It gives more spark to the spark plugs, giving you better gas mileage. When you change the spark plugs, I recommend using the XP, Extra Performance Autolite plugs. Excellent, folks. They give you better mileage. If you have to do a tune-up, that's what I would recommend doing. If you have to buy a battery, use the Optima battery because that also gives you better gas mileage. Okay, all these things that you put on will give you better gas mileage. Check your tire pressures, and we recommend using a minimum of 44 pounds, and that will bring up gas mileage. For every 5 pounds, it's about 3 miles more or less per gallon. Okay? So, go try it. Every little bit will help. also with those that cannot get the ethanol, use mothballs, okay? Not using the AC also increases gas mileage. How many of you thought that AC was part of your luxury freebie? No. There's no freebie. If you turn on the air, yeah, it's cool, but you're going to pay. It takes away around 3 to 6 miles more per gallon. 3 to 6 miles more per gallon. 10 gallons at 60 miles. So, if you want to drive in comfort, you have to pay for it. It eats up on the gas. Go try it out. Roll the windows down and drive without AC and see how much better your gas mileage will be. Okay? So, go try it out. It'll work. You can give me a call at 808-296-5467. And we don't have any trivia today because Wanda took the day off. Okay, so as only she knows what the correct answer is. So I couldn't tell you if you got the right answer. So sorry about that, but there's no trivia today. Okay? Okay. No common sense in these politicians, I tell you. So much of it. Take a look at what's happening, folks. Where's the common sense? I mean, everybody wants rail. Not everybody, but most of them that live in Kapolei wants rail. But, you know, if the taxes are going up, how can you want something and have everybody pay for it? The outer islands are not seeing so much as far as the 4% tax, but it's in the gasoline tax that they don't see. Why do you think the gas price is going up on the outer islands? Folks, you go on the outer islands. If they can't get you one way, they're going to get you another way. One way or the other, they're going to do this rail. You know, and everybody's going to pay for it. And I don't think it's right because they haven't said how they're going to maintain it and what's the cost of the maintenance. Look at the, what's that, Aloha Stadium? It's all rusted. What do you think is going to happen to this so-called high-tech rail? It's going to rust. Then who's going to pay for that? But I don't know. Lots and lots of people say they want it because of jobs. There's other ways of making jobs, like fixing up the schools, the roads, or building an ethanol plant. There's lots. It doesn't necessarily have to be just rail. Okay? So, anyway, give me your thoughts. 808-296-5467. Okay? So, again, there's no trivia today because Wanda took the day off. And only she knows what the correct answer is. Okay? Check your motor oil, folks. So many people are driving along with 1 quart in the engine. And that is severely damaging to the motor. Okay? So, check your motor oil. Probably every other time you put gas, check the motor oil. Motor oils have been going down. It's going down because it goes out the exhaust. It doesn't necessarily go down because of a leak. It goes out the exhaust because a lot of you are running the substandard fuel. And the substandard fuel is the 87 and 89. If you go have it tested, it is not 87, it is not 89. The real reading on that octane is actually down 82. Okay? Okay, we got to go to a station break and we will be right back.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Cakes has the perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, Rolling Bob here. George, right before the break, you took exactly what I was going to say.
Oh, I knew you was going to say it, so I beat you to it.
I'm following this on the news. They hired this committee. The committee's spending the money. The council doesn't want them to spend the money. They're just going to go ahead with it anyway. And, you know, I ran the numbers with my calculator, and I could put everybody to work, and this is what I would do. I would start them at Bishop Street, and I would send them west, and they would repair everything and just go continually around the island. You know, like they do with the, like, San Francisco Bridge?
Mm-hmm.
The place would be beautiful. Clean it up. Fix everything. The roads would be beautiful, and just continually do that. And I don't know. It's
no,
just frustrating.
Bob, that's not what it's about. The rail, if everybody don't know what's the reason for the rail. The rail is not to get cars off the road, Bob.
Oh, no, it's kickback for people.
No. If you go look at on the mainland with rail, where there's a rail station, there's lots and lots of high-rise condos right next to the station. That's what it's all about.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, these developers want to make a killing building high-rises all over the place as if we don't have enough now.
Right, because that's the selling point. They say,
yep,
look, here's a nice high-rise. You don't have to own a car. It's right at the rail.
Yep, that's
you
it.
And, well, you know, I mean, if that's how people want to do it, but like you said, could you put it underground?
No, you don't have no high-rise.
No, you could put the high-rise above the ground, put the rail under the ground.
No, they won't do that.
No, of course not. I know. And they won't build another road because they said there's no room. They can't build a tunnel. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on.
Yep.
So, okay, well, I guess I don't know what I could do. So frustrating. But anyway, as always, take care of your car. I'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Stay cool, Bob. Okay. We have Ron on the north side. Hi, Ron.
Hi, George. Thank you again for your program. I did have a question about what fluid you would recommend for my power steering on a Corolla 05.
On a 05 Corolla, I would recommend either the Royal Purple power steering fluid or the AMSOIL power steering fluid.
Oh, they have that with the AMSOIL and
yes,
the Royal Purple.
Yes.
And the other question is on a car, when is the time to service the air conditioner?
Every 2 years.
So maybe I should bring it in.
Yeah.
And if you
and there is a filter in there that has to be changed.
That filter's in the air conditioner?
Yes.
Okay. The other question I had, this is an automotive product that I've heard on the radio. They talk about giving you extra mileage up to 20% or 22 miles to the gallon, what's
mm-hmm.
that extra? And it's a platinum product. Have you...
Does heard? Not work.
It does not work.
No, sir.
I thought you were going to say that.
And we tested that. It did not work.
Okay.
We barely got 1%.
It won't even raise it 1% or...
No.
Oh, my gosh.
You got to think, when these people bring these things out, and, you know, the profit they're going to make, even with the thing not working, they can retire.
Yes.
Forget it.
Well, it always is too good to be true.
Yep.
Thank you so much today.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay, we got John from downtown.
Hey, how you been again, sir?
Hey,
yeah, you know, you guys are talking about, yeah, the guy's rushing to get this rail built. Like you were saying about all the high-rises.
Mm-hmm.
You see how Donovan Dela Cruz, he's, I don't know what he's got to do with it, but he put his 2 cents in and, you know, trying to pass a bill in the legislature to get the, you know, the condo development going right away. You know what I mean?
Yep.
This was forecast, man. They were trying to, you know, get away from that and all that, but that's what they're planning to do. They're going
mm-hmm.
to start turn this place into Hong Kong.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
Hey, this is a paradise. Our ecosystem is real fragile, you know? We got
mm-hmm.
a lot of... These idiots don't know. They're all idiots.
That's right.
They don't know that they kind of see what they get, plenty green stuff over here, white sand beaches, crystal clear water. What you want to go put millions of people here for? Because we cannot self-sustain ourselves, you know?
That's right.
We're not and then taking our ag lands away, too. How can we even think about sustaining ourselves, even 10%? So we're dependent on foreign things. A domestic product got to be shipped in. So we're going to have a massive, terrible problems if we ever have a disaster or anything like that. But these guys don't see that.
They don't care.
You know? Yeah, they don't care.
It's all about money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's terrible. But all the people should get together already. And I hear, you know, everybody talking this, that, and but we got to get together in a force. Got to get a group together
yep.
and start this thing snowballing and get a referendum to get these guys to get a new vote on the rail before they waste all our money and screw us all up. Okay,
that's
thanks,
right.
George.
Thank
bye
you.
Bye.
I'm glad somebody has brains around here. You know, folks, you cannot just talk about it at home. You got to do something. Okay? Because if you don't, it's going to be too late. Just like the racers back in 94 when I ran for governor. I told them there's not going to be a racetrack. They didn't believe me. Now what? They don't have a racetrack. Okay. We got Wayne in Kakaako. Hi, Wayne.
Yes, sir. My question is, what are they going to do with the water? I mean, all that land that they're building the rail on isn't exactly blue rock.
I know.
If they puncture our water table, we're up a creek or down a creek with no water.
That's for sure.
And Mr. Dela Cruz sticking his nose in where that's called grease the palm, so
mm-hmm.
pass the bill.
That's right.
I mean, people in a way have got to wake up before it's too late.
I know. Let's make some noise, people.
I'm trying to. Hope everybody's listening and open their eyes a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Yep. You see that, folks? Come on. Think. Have common sense. You know, I know the old thinking of Hawaii is, hey, don't make noise, you're going to get in trouble. Let me tell you, folks, it's not just you going to get into trouble. The whole Hawaiian island's going to get into trouble. Not just Oahu. Think. We need to do something. And do something soon. Before it's too late. And why do you think these guys are jumping the gun and starting the rail early? Why? The stuff about finding burial sites and stuff, that's a lot of BS. No way. They're jumping the gun because they want to get a head start so that it makes it harder for you, the people, to stop them. That's what it's about. Well, I can say my piece, but, you know, it's up to you. You, the people of Hawaii, to listen and try and do something. The racers didn't listen. Now they have no racetrack on Oahu. Not my fault. I tried. There will never, ever be another racetrack on Oahu. It's just too expensive. Okay? So, I don't know. You go figure. Okay? Anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? So, anyway. Talk, and nobody listen. Well, like my friend said from Utah, no sense waste your time. Let it go. I can't do that. No. You know, and too much of Hawaii is like that. Everybody just give up or don't say anything. No. Hawaii is too valuable for all that. Gas price in Kona is $5.10 a gallon. And on Kauai is $4.99. Wow. Expensive. How can the people afford high gas prices? And you know it's going to go higher. The balance is not good, folks. Back in the old days when gasoline was 35 cents and 40 cents a gallon, minimum pay wage was $1.25 an hour, something like that. So 1 hour's pay, you could easily buy 1 gallon of gas. Today's minimum wage, I don't think so. Okay, so anyway, we got Carol from Honolulu. Hi, Carol.
Hi, George. Listen, you know, in the old days when we were doing plantings on Nimitz Highway, we couldn't do any on the medial strip. We could do only on the sides because underneath there is tons and tons and tons of wires, electric, gas, or, you know, everything was under there, right? So they can't, we couldn't do anything then, and I don't think they can now because if they do, it's going to cost big, big money to get all of that utility stuff out of there.
Wow. You never thought about that. I wonder if they knew about that.
I'm sure they do. I don't know what they have planning for it, you know, but it's impossible. It's loaded with utility stuff. Mm. That's why we couldn't even do plantings. You know, if you dig up a tree.
How come they planted trees?
That was before in the old days. And so that's why they cannot plant deep-rooted trees there.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, we wanted to plant the medial strip all the way down to even Aloha Tower, you know, close to that area. And electric company said, no, you cannot.
But
our lines are under there.
They did plant trees.
Well, that's because they had to do it for APEC, you know, big national thing. So I don't know how they got around it. But when we were doing it years ago in the 80s and 90s, we couldn't. They wouldn't allow us. And we tried to do plantings before that. They wouldn't allow us. So we could only plant on the sides of Nimitz.
Mm. There you go.
And another thing, a friend of mine just sent me this email a couple days ago Ben Cayetano is having a meeting at Noilani Elementary School next Wednesday, April 25th.
Where's that?
6 to 8 p.m. Noilani is the elementary school in Manoa.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now it says here, do the real facts about the city's rail project matter? If you believe so, join us at Noilani Elementary School. And it says here, for a free and open talk story session with me and my truth squad on how rail will affect you and future generations.
Hmm.
So anyway, anybody who has questions, even those who've been calling you and said they want the rail, mm-hmm. they should go to this meeting and find out what it's all about before they keep telling everybody. Otherwise, you know, once their families find out the truth, they're going to get mad at them for believing that it's good. Anyway, it's next Wednesday, April 25th, 6 to 8 p.m. at Noilani Elementary School in Manoa.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care.
Yep. Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Time for another break. So we'll be right back after this short break.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George!
Okay, we're back rolling again. And if you have a question or a comment, give us a call, 808-296-5467. If you're going to do brake job on your vehicle, I recommend using the Akebono pads. They're very, very good, folks. Okay? The Akebono pads And do not reface the rotors. A lot of shops are refacing rotors. Do not reface the rotors. Okay? Have it replaced. It's too thin to begin with. And when you reface them, you're taking off more metal and make it thinner. It's not good. Replace them. Your life is worth more than those rotors. Okay? Okay, so we have Pat from Liliha. Hi, Pat.
Hi. Hi, George. I just have a question. I want to buy a tire gauge. What brand and where do I go to buy a good tire gauge?
Oh, that's a good one, man.
Question. I like the brand name Schrader.
That's a good one.
I don't know if they're still in business.
They are.
I don't want the other junkies, man.
Yes.
I want a good one. Schrader's I don't want the
good.
Dial. The dial, you know the dial type?
Yeah.
It's too big. I want something I can put in my pocket or glove compartment.
Yeah. Do you have a computer?
Yes.
Try going on a computer and check out.
Okay, I'll get on it. And Schrader.
Yeah. Right. That's a good one.
My last one lasted 25 years and quit working. So
I don't think they're around anymore, you know.
That's right. I have a feeling, too.
Yeah, because I think I got an email about 5 years ago that all the Schrader tire gauges are now collectible.
Oh, boy, boy. Okay. I'll check on the computer and see what I come up with.
Okay.
Thanks, George.
Thanks. Aloha. Okay. 808-296-5467. Give us a call. Okay? So, anyway. Yeah, like I said, your life is worth more than the price of the brake rotors and the brake pads. So, when you do something, or you're going to repair something that is safety-related, like steering, brakes, suspension, don't go cheap, folks. It's not worth it. Because it's not that much more to get the best. Isn't your life and your family's life worth the little bit more? And that PSA that I played about the drunk driver, you know, especially you moms, you know, those of you that lost children, or you children that lost your parents, and you weren't there to hold on to them for the last time. That really hurts. And these people who have no conscience and just drink and drive with no care about who they hurt, it's all wrong. And I still believe that the legislature should have a law that anybody caught driving under the influence, the cars should be impounded. Because if the guy doesn't have a car, folks, it's common sense. How is he going to kill anybody? No, he can't kill anybody. But taking away his license doesn't stop him from driving. He still's got the car, and he's going to drive. And this is how it's been happening. Why don't they stop the car? Take away the car. And he can't do it. He can have his license. But what good is it if he don't have a car? And I mean, don't give him back the car. He can never have the car back. It's gone. And if he don't have a car and he asks you to borrow your car, would you loan him your car knowing that he drinks and knowing that he's gonna get your car taken away? I don't think so. You tell me, don't you think this is a better way than taking away the license? Because how many of these people that have hurt people or killed people had several prior arrest for drinking under driving under the influence. They all did. Where's the common sense of these lawmakers? If you got a real strict law like that, people are not going to push it. They know they're drunk, they're going to catch a cab, or they're going to get another ride. Okay, we got Dean from Maina Haina. Hi, Dean.
Hi, George. Just wanted to let your listeners know that just before you went to the station, I stopped at your shop to get 5 gallons of ethanol. And I have a confession to make that what made me stop, make that ethanol stop, was I had just been coming over from the ferry. And I noticed, hey, how come when I push the gas, the car won't go like it normally does? And then it was the aha moment. Ah, did you put any ethanol? Did not fill up? I don't think so. So, back to normal.
It makes a difference.
Yep, makes a difference. I mean, especially when you have to, well, once a week, I have to drive over the ferry. So that's more the reason why I need the ethanol.
Yeah, the ethanol works best on an open road. I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, well, man, I mean, what happens is that already, I mean, I have to play Fred Flintstone. In order to make it stop, I have to use 2 feet like Fred Flintstone.
Okay. All thanks, right. Dean.
That's what.
Okay, so give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Let me know what you think about how we can curb the drunk driving problem that we have. You know, it's if you never lost a loved one, then, you know, you wouldn't know how it feels. Only those who have lost a loved one knows really how it feels. You know? So anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467. Okay, so the vehicle ID number, the serial number, is in the front of the driver in plain view under the windshield. Okay, those of you that know about it, block it. Slip a black piece of paper down there so it blocks the serial number. Okay? Why I'm saying this is because a thief needs to take your serial number, go to the dealer, and have a key made. Then they can drive away with your car. Okay? And some say the dealer won't do it. They will. They're humans, right? Give them a $50 bill. So put in their pocket as a tip, they'll cut it for you. Okay? And away you go. You have no car. Now, in the old days, the vehicle identification number, the VIN number, was located on the doorpost, so you'd have to open the door to see what the VIN number is. But manufacturers don't sell cars that way. Because your car, you still have your car. But if they advertise, it's like advertising your social security number. The thief has access to everything. Okay, and the thief does not have to go to a dealership to cut it. There's a lot of key people who can cut keys that can put that into their computer and get the key made. So, it's up to you. Okay, we got Rob back from Aina Haina. Hey,
yeah,
Rob.
This is Ron. Is this Ron or Rob?
What the heck's happening?
Just don't call me late for dinner, doggone it. George, you know, I heard something, you know, on national radio. It just kind of blew my mind that there's a whole bunch of senators and congressmen. They want to get rid of that ethanol, you know, because in the mainland, in their states,
mm-hmm.
that because of the high cost of corn and using corn in their states to produce ethanol and the amount of complaints, George. Apparently, it's not in just in Hawaii.
Well, Rob, you know, those are senators, right?
Yeah, and congressmen, too.
Okay.
Both houses.
You know, it's shame on them because they know that America gives corn grain, to foreign countries for free.
Yep.
Now, what the heck is that?
Yeah, and I bet you could take it a little further.
Yeah. So, you know, it's more than just the food. It's money that somebody's putting in their pocket to say what they want, they have to say.
George, it's so crazy, Okoli, in the sense that whether it's the lobbyists or the Senate, you know, the representatives themselves, the wheeling and dealing that never seems to have any good for us as the American public, it's like, how long is it going to take? But, you know, with the good, with the new information and technology of if you're paying attention and trying to learn more, but it, because of the way it's going, it's just getting crazier to find out the positions that they are elected to and when they're in there and what they do to take advantage of us from the top to the bottom. It's like we lose, they win, you know, game over. Right?
All the time.
Huh?
All the time.
Yeah.
Because it's because if you look at America, a lot of people are not born and raised in America.
Oh, the immigrant.
Yeah. So their hearts are not with America.
Not only that, George, they're used to the goons and the drugs and the gangs and the and the guns.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Filipinos will tell you that's the way the Philippines are ruled.
So that's why it's no big deal. It's really rough.
So we just have to hang on to what we have, huh?
Well, Hawaii is a little different. And I know deep in my heart that the people of Hawaii can make a change if they don't be so lazy. Because do you know only 10 or 15% of the general population votes?
Yeah, that comes up every election cycle, George.
Yeah, and I just don't understand why they don't vote.
George, to add on to that is the fact that whether they're Samoans or Filipinos or Koreans, I mean, they have multiple publications around election time.
Mm-hmm. But you know how they vote, huh, Rob?
Huh?
Those that vote, they're voting like a person with a loaded gun.
Okay.
They just go in the booth and say, oh, I know that name. I vote for him.
Mm.
So my friend from Utah told me, you know what? If you want to be governor, rip the people off with money and they're going to recognize your name in the booth and vote for you. I thought he was crazy, but you know what? Today, I believe he's right.
I know. It's seriously getting that obvious, right?
Yep.
Seriously obvious.
Yeah, because Jay Leno proved how smart America really is.
Oh,
did you see that on YouTube?
George, you know I do.
He went on the sidewalk and asked questions of people.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, for the rest of our listeners, right? It's like, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
They don't even know who the vice president is or just the most common.
They didn't know where the Panama Canal was.
Oh, Lord have mercy on us.
Yeah. Yeah, and when they asked, where's the 50th state, they didn't
Alaska.
They didn't know.
I know that one. It's Alaska, George.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right?
That's right.
Thank you. Aloha.
Okay, aloha. Well, folks, that's true, you know. Go check it out. Now we got to go to another break, and we'll be right back. Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Find my phone. Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call, 808-296-5467. Okay? Anyway, AutoTech is really good, folks. That I gotta say. In fact, Theodore DeWard is taking his Ford Lightning in to be touched up. He got a little bit banged up because a pole jumped out on the side of him. So, anyway. It was the pole's fault, of course. It moved. But they do excellent work. Excellent. You cannot believe how good until you experience them. Okay, we got Vailoa from Kona. How was that?
Viola.
Viola, okay.
Yes. Aloha, George.
Aloha.
I'm calling about the gas. Tesoro is okay, or Shell is?
Tesoro Premium and Shell Premium is excellent.
Okay.
I mean, not what it should be, but it's right. The highest we can buy.
Right.
Yeah.
And as far as the mothballs, is there a way to put it in?
One at a time.
I mean, yeah, but do you get in first before the gas or after?
It's easier while you're gassing it up because it'll get kind of stuck and you wash it down with gas and then you put some more and you wash it down.
Oh, alrighty, George.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mahalo. Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay. I mean, you got to do it, folks. It does save gas and it saves approximately 6 miles per gallon or more. But if we got ethanol, you'll get about 8 on most cars. 8 miles more per gallon, okay? But you'll have to play with it because some cars, 1 gallon is good, some is 2, some 3, some 4. You just have to play with it. And those of you on Kauai, you can get it from Harvey Maeda. He has the ethanol. And Harvey's number is 651-2813. Until you try it, folks, you can't knock it. You got to try it. You're not going to believe it. It's awesome. The people that actually supposed to be protesting ethanol is actually the auto repair shops. Using ethanol, you don't have to do that much servicing or repairs. It makes the car run smoother, longer, and not break down. So, up to you. Okay? So, anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467. Okay? These politicians that we have, think that it's time for a change. And it's election year this year. I'm hoping that Hawaii's people will make a good change. I know that there's only a few that front runners that it put up in the news. We got to do our own homework and go and find out. Okay? Like the people in Hilo did when they elected Bernard Acana. They just went out and voted for him. So that's what we got to do. And he turned out to be one of the best mayors Hilo ever had. Okay? So, anyway. Those of you that hardly drive your car, maybe once a month, once a week, I recommend putting on what is called a battery tender. The battery tender will charge the battery when it's going down and turn off when it's full. And it'll do it automatically so you don't have to be there. You just put it on, plug it into the wall or extension cord, whatever, and leave it go until you're ready to go drive the car. Then you disconnect everything and away you go. Okay? The battery tender. Excellent battery charger. And if you're parking outside where it's in the sun, you don't have to get the one that has to be plugged in. They have also a solar battery tender that works off the sun. Okay, so that's even better. And those of you that have the electric cars thinking that that's a green way to go, it is not green, folks. Electric car lets off more pollution than a gasoline car. And where are you getting the electricity from? Hawaiian Electric. Where do they get their electric from? From oil. So how can an electric car be green? It's not. The only green one is an ethanol car. And for those that are grumbling about the corn and the food, then what about Brazil? Brazil has been on ethanol 100% since for 57 years or more. They have no problem with food. So, you know, that's a lot of phony stuff going on. Okay, so do homework and we'll research it. Okay? But again, we need to do something with these drunk drivers, because when the economy gets bad, people tend to drink more to try to bury their feelings or whatever. That's not right. Okay? Oh, that's the signal to get out. So I'd like to thank all the callers and the listeners for tuning in. And please, folks, get involved. This is your home, our home. We need to take care of it. There's only one Hawaii in the world, and it's the best spot in the world. So let's take care of it. Till next week, drive carefully, take care of each other. Aloha.
The views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.